11:27 remains to be played. Ohio leads Western Kentucky 52-51. Fans' portion of tonight's game brought to you by Performance Signs of Athens. Online at PerformanceSignsOfAthens.com or 740-593-6779. Performance Signs. They are, of course, a complete sign shop. Ohio leads by a point, 52-51. Bobcats tonight, 45% from the floor. Western, 39%. Hilltoppers, 12 of 16 at the free throw line. Ohio has shot just 6 free throws. Number 7 and possibly number 8 coming as Rodney Culver will step to the line to shoot a 1 in the bonus. Culver has not scored tonight. Freshman out of the Columbus area via the Elite 8 Sports Academy in Florida. First attempt is up and good. First point of the night for Rodney Culver. Averaging 4 points and a couple of rebounds a game. Last 4 games off the bench, now 21 points and 12 rebounds. Had a career-high 5 rebounds on Saturday against Cleveland State. Second attempt is good. He gets them both. And Ohio's lead at 3, 54-51. If you're not with us in the first half, Ohio scored the game's first 14 points. Led at one juncture, 21-4, but Western has fought their way back into this one. Left side pass, Pancake Thomas into lane. Now McGee, off-balance jump hook, rolls over the front of the rim and in. 6 for Jabari McGee. 54-53, the lead back down to a point. Ohio with the ball in the lead. Knocked away, steal out high. Pancake Thomas takes the ball away. Western runs 2-on-1. Bounce pass to Waters, goes in. The shot will not count as it rolled off there. Will not go. It rolled off the side of the rim, and a foul by Ohio's Gavin Block getting back defensively. Third team foul on Ohio here in the second half. And at the line, Anton Waters, a two-shot opportunity, trying to give Western its first lead of the night. He's a 52% shooter. First attempt is airborne, and it is no good. Waters had a double-double earlier this year against Washington, 11 points and 10 rebounds. Bobcats make changes. Antonio Campbell, Kenny Kaminsky, Jordan Tardis back. Jason Campbell, Doug Taylor, and Culver leave. This for the tie. Free throw airborne. Free throw good. Now take it away. We had a lane violation. A lane violation on Western Kentucky and a break for the Bobcats right there. That would have tied the game, the free throw by Waters, but stepping across the line too early was Q Johnson. So a break for Ohio. Bobcats with the lead in the basketball, 54-53. 10:54 to go in the game. Rick Stansbury on the bench with just a bemused look on his face for Western. Handoff out high to Campbell. Gives back to Jerron Simmons. Right wing now Dardis with the basketball. Gives off to Block on the right side. Man defense by Western. Left side pass Simmons with the basketball now. Paris flashing out in front of him, waving his hands. Simmons starts his dribble drive. Pull up 15-footer. Back iron, no good. Ball slapped out of bounds. Last touch by Q Johnson of Western. It goes from bad to worse for Q Johnson. Lane violation on one end of the floor, then unable to control that uncontested rebound under the basket, and Ohio will get the ball back. Fresh 30 on the shot clock, 10:33 to go in the game. Ohio 54, Western Kentucky 53. Block, baseline left to inbound. Needs some help, skips out high for Darters, who backpedals to make the catch. About 5 feet shy of the midcourt stripe. He'll give to Jerron Simmons. Simmons tonight has 9 assists to go along with 6 rebounds and 8 points. Right side, Kaminsky with the basketball. Back out high for Campbell. Thought about a 3, now will take it and miss it. And the rebound underneath. Knocked around a few times and finally pulled down by Q Johnson. Western can take the lead this trip down for the first time in the game. 10:08 to play. Ohio 54, Western Kentucky 53. Out high, Damari Paris. Slowly surveying. Left side, Marty Lay with the basketball now on the pass. Curls off the perimeter. To the right side, Q Johnson. Bounces right block now for Waters. Working on Antonio Campbell. Jump hook, turnaround, up and good. Western has its first lead of the night. Anton Waters, first bucket of the game, puts Western ahead 55-54 with 9:45 to play. First time tonight, Ohio has trailed as they come up the floor with the basketball. Out high, Simmons. Right side, Dardis on the wing. Crowd starting to whoop it up again. Dardis on the perimeter. Goes right wing now, Kenny Kaminsky, who was blazing hot to start this half. Here's a nice pass inside. Simmons to Campbell, who had sealed off his defender and catches and scores off the glass lower right. A dozen for Antonio Campbell. Ohio back on top, 56-55 with 9:18 to play. Out high, Lay with the basketball. Western from right to left. McGee right side with the basketball. Goes inside now. Q Johnson, a wild move to the right side as he leaned in. He got knocked to the floor and a foul called on Ohio, a blocking foul inside. That's on Antonio Campbell, and folks, that is 4 on Campbell. Q Johnson will step to the line where he will shoot 2 free throws. Doug Taylor at the scorer's table. After the first free throw, we'll have substitutions. The first free throw is no good. And suddenly Western, which made its first 9 and 11 of its first 12, they've gone stone cold at the line. They're now 12 of 18. Campbell leaves for the Bobcats as Doug Taylor comes back in. Waters is out for Western as Justin Johnson is back. Second free throw is good by Q Johnson. He's got 8 points. And we're tied. 56-56, Ohio and Western. That's the third time this game has been tied tonight. Up before the basketball for the Bobcats is the Max leader in assists, Jerron Simmons. Picks up the dribble, sends right side to Jordan Dardis. Missed Kaminsky sliding through the lane. Keeps the dribble high to the right side, to the right block. Now double teamed on the baseline. Threw the ball past Kaminsky on the right wing as he was trying to get it back to him. That was a disjointed set almost from the start there for Ohio. And the turnover gives the basketball back to Western Kentucky. This game square at 56 with 8:56 to play. Western has a 5-board lead over Ohio at 32-27. The Bobcats this year have out-rebounded 7 of their 9 opponents. And every time they have done that, they have won 6 of those. Right side Q Johnson with the ball. Weaves his way into traffic. Loses the ball. It's picked up by Kenny Kaminsky. Outlet to a streaking Gavin Block who races down the floor. Being chased. Goes to the basket. Goaltending. As getting back for Western was Willie Carmichael who touched the ball on the cylinder. So count the basket for Gavin Block. He's got 9 points. And Ohio back on top 58-56. Good outlet feed there. And Block able to chase it down and get to the basket and have the points count courtesy of the goaltending. Western back up the floor of the basketball. Paris pounding the dribble with the left hand just to the Western side of the midcourt stripe from right to left. To the left side to Justin Johnson. 13 on the shot clock. 8:15 to play. Ohio's lead at a bucket. 58-56. Back to the right side, Paris. Out high to Carmichael. Left side, Q Johnson. Shot clock's at 5. Johnson straight on with the basketball to the right side with 2, with 1. He'll pull up and snap off a 3. Side rim, no good. And the miss pulled down by Doug Taylor of Ohio. Outlet to Simmons, who races up the left side. Quickly, to the right wing for the Dartus 3, which is no good. And the ball tipped into the hands of Western's Paris. And the Hilltoppers run back. Paris up the floor. Bounces right side. Carmichael, a 3. Back iron, no good. Dartus way in the air in the lane to yank down the miss for Ohio. Willie Carmichael, boy, he could not hesitate. He did not hesitate a second on launching that 3. May not be the shot that Rick Stansbury wanted. 58-56 Ohio. Here's Dardis racing down the lane. His running right-handed hook, no good. Ball knocked out of bounds. Last touched by Ohio. And Western will have the basketball when we return. 7:34 to go in the game. And Jordan Dardis a little slow getting up under the basket. We'll tell you his condition when we return. 7:34 to go in the game. Ohio 58, Western Kentucky 56. This is the Ohio IMG Sports Network.